This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kent Willis joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Kent, are you with us?
Good afternoon, Coy. I sure am.
Fantastic. Kent Willis, of course, the executive director of the ACLU of Virginia, and wanted to just touch base with you today real quick because y'all had some big news today.
Well, I mean, today we released our review of the Virginia General Assembly. This is something we do every year, and it's a matter of our being there lobbying, like many advocacy groups do. But at the end, we sort of put it all together in a report that anyone can access if they want online or give us a call, and we'll send them a copy.
And tell folks real quick where they can get this report, because I'm holding it in my hands right now. It's pretty long and in-depth. Review of the 2006 General Assembly session here in Virginia. Kent, tell folks where they can find this.
They can find it online at www.acluva.org, or they can give us a call at 804-644-8022, and we'll be happy to send you a hard copy. It's about 20 pages long, and it analyzes about somewhere close to 100 bills that were addressed during the Virginia General Assembly. Some passed, some failed, that affect our fundamental freedoms, you know, basic civil liberties.
And the report is sort of broken down into different subject areas, like free expression, religious liberty, the death penalty, equal rights, access to government, all of the kind of typical areas that the ACLU stays focused on. Can we start with just, you know, pick one or two to get us started, Ken, and explore some of your take of the good and the bad from your perspective about this year's General Assembly session?
Yeah, I think you have to start with this session with sort of defining moment being a very disappointing one, maybe even a shameful one, and that is legislators did pass for the second year in a row a ballot initiative. This will put on the ballot this fall an amendment to the Virginia Constitution that is basically an anti-gay rights amendment. It is to some extent an anti-gay marriage amendment, but this does far more than that. This is an amendment that bans any relationship between unmarried individuals that intends to, quote, approximate the design, quality, significance, or effects of marriage. It's a very broad-based amendment that clearly targets the gays and lesbians in Virginia, but is also may affect lots of other relationships. Because the General Assembly knew that it couldn't specifically ban these kinds of relationship for gays and lesbians without violating their constitutional rights, it chose to ban it for all unmarried individuals. So they put something that's quite devastating, I think, into the onto the ballot this fall. And of course, now it's up to Virginia voters.
Kent Willis is our guest, the executive director of the ACLU of Virginia. Kent, let me just ask you this. How do you respond to folks, and there's a lot of them out there in this state, who say this represents the values of Virginia, and if you don't agree with this, then you're out of step with the values of most Virginians, as Senator George Allen just said this past Saturday in the debate?
I think the way to look at this is to look ahead. I mean, I do believe that 20 or 30 years from now, when gays and lesbians in Virginia and across the United States are finally accepted on equal footing with everyone else, that we'll look back at this as a pretty shameful time. Not as a time where we didn't extend rights to gays and lesbians the way we have to other minorities who were discriminated against, but to a time where we literally amended our Constitution to make it easier to discriminate against them. And I think that while we'll find out at the polling place this fall what will happen, there's something that's going on in the United States, a movement that's very important. What we're seeing is each poll about this that goes to people, regardless of state, shows that support for these kinds of amendments is slipping. And what we hope is that we'll reach a critical moment by November in Virginia where more than half of Virginia voters will see this for the shameful act that it is. And we believe there's a very good possibility this will be defeated in Virginia.
Kent Willis, our guest, the executive director of the ACLU of Virginia. Kent, let me ask you about some other some of the other subject areas in your review this year of the 2006 General Assembly session. Perhaps religious liberty or free expression. Anything there that you'd like folks to know about?
Well, I think it's interesting, particularly on the free expression. I mean, the ACLU is always concerned about free speech. It's sort of the heart of the organization, and we believe that all of our rights and all of our freedoms really emanate from a free expression. And as someone who talks on the radio, you probably believe that too. One of the things that Virginia did that was not too bad is that states across the country this year reacted to a series of demonstrations that have been taking place at military funerals. These have all been organized by Reverend Fred Phillips, a Kansas minister, and he believes that the war in Iraq is essentially God's revenge on our society for being too accepting of gays and lesbians, and he has disrupted funerals across the country. A lot of states have passed laws banning demonstrations at or near funerals. While clearly no one is advocating for people to interrupt other people's funerals, you do have a right of free speech, and you can't ban demonstrations just because they're nearby. Virginia legislators almost passed one of these very onerous bills that would have banned demonstrations anywhere in the proximity of a funeral, but sort of came to their senses. And what they ended up doing was amending Virginia's disorderly conduct statute, meaning you can't, so that it applies to funerals as well as lots of other places. We don't have a problem with that. Disorderly conduct is inappropriate wherever it takes place, whether it's at a funeral or any place else.
So instead of passing some new law that might blatantly limit free speech, they went to an existing law and added funerals to a list of things that you're not allowed to disrupt.
That's exactly right. That
makes perfect sense to me.
It's a much better way of dealing with this. We would have preferred that they just not address this at all, but it looks like this is one of the things that was on all legislators' agenda this year, and we were fortunate that that Virginia legislators really did pay attention to the Constitution and did not pass the bill as it was introduced. And the bill as it introduced would have banned any assembly, quote, intended to disrupt a funeral. And that's just way too broad a restriction on free speech and demonstrations.
Although I will say, and Kent, you know, I don't agree with the ACLU on every item that y'all do. But I will say, you know, if I'm in a funeral and I have a relative, my dad or my brother, or my sister, or, you know, my daughter who died in service, the last thing I would want at that moment is for someone to use that occasion to get some political hay out of it.
Yeah, and I understand.
I mean, it would just be awful. My heart just goes out to the people just normally, but that would just absolutely be awful. So I can actually understand this.
The good thing is that you don't have a right. You know, as we all know, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. You don't have a right. The First Amendment does not give you the right to interrupt someone else who is trying to communicate. So if someone indeed is conducting a demonstration at a funeral and it is disrupting the funeral, that can be stopped. The idea, though, is to not give the law enforcement such broad authority that it can wipe out any kind of a demonstration that's anywhere proximate to a funeral.
Yeah, and I guess if there any place on the planet should err on the side of free speech, it should be America.
Yes, that's right.
And I say err. I say err.
Yeah.
You know, we probably should. If we're going to cross a line, I'd rather cross the line towards erring on the right of free speech versus erring on the right of authoritarian centralized rule.
And that's essentially the message of our founders, and happily it's been the pretty consistent message of the U.S. Supreme Court interpreting laws over the last couple hundred years. And I think it's served us well, even if at times it makes this a sort of rough and tumble place.
Kent Willis, our guest. Kent, thank you so much for taking some time. And again, where can folks get this very in-depth review of everything that went down this year in the General Assembly?
By going to www.acluva.org or calling 804-644-8022.
There you go. Kent, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. Kent Willis, the ACLU of Virginia.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.